Soft drink.
Okay. And an unlicensed alcohol drink that, like, the hillbillies would make is called...
Moonshine.
Okay. Is there any made around here?
I don't think so.
I guess there's never been any cause for us to make any.
No, as a matter of fact, during Prohibition, this was the main port of entry for illegal... whiskey was... we sent it from here to Chicago. It came through came through El Paso from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
No, when... that's why when I was a kid, I started... My first drink was when I was like 13.
Oh.
And I wasn't old enough to drive, but I was with guys who could. And as long as you could get your money up on the bar, they'd give you whiskey.
That's something else.
Well, it was different then, and I always think that it was probably good for me, because by the time I got to college, I had it out of my system.
Yeah, true.
And I could study and concentrate. Those kids from the North Texas Bible Belt show up down there in Houston, and there's a lot of beer down south, around Galveston and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throw up in the dorm toilet rooms and all kinds of stuff, and get drunk. It was just nauseous. I did all throwing up when I was in high school.
Something baked that you bring to a party as a main dish would be called?
Casserole.
Okay. Have you ever heard other words for that, or just casserole?
Well, it's made in a casserole dish. I might have heard other words, but it's usually something that's baked in the oven, as a rule. And it's some meat base with probably a pasta mix and some cheese and other stuff. My wife's good at it. She makes lots of them.
Okay.
What else would it be?
Well, some people call them a covered dish. Like up north, they call it a covered dish.
Well, okay,
Have you ever heard that?
We're having a covered dish supper.
Yeah. Yeah.
But